with Robert Pickering of the Functional Exchange. How's the Functional Exchange gone for you today?
I think it's gone very, very well. We had a brilliant keynote from Simon Peyton-Jones, who talks about Haskell in sort of a very real and understandable context. I think that set things up for the day very well. We've had a lot of great speakers who've talked about using functional programming to tackle real issues that programmers meet every day.
Right. I thought that was really good at the first talk. So you see functional programming being more adopted in this going decade? Is it becoming more and more important?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't know what will happen in the decade that comes, but I think the trend towards functional programming is quite clear. I don't know whether it's going to mean that functional programming languages like F-sharp and Haskell, Scalar will become more and more popular, though I think they probably will, or whether we're just going to see more and more functional features added to the more mainstream languages like C-sharp and Java. I mean, if you look at the average C-sharp code base these days, there's quite a lot of Link there, and Link is very heavily inspired by functional programming.
Yeah, of course. I mean, Java is going to have lambda expressions, not quite closures in 2012 or 2013. And lots of people have already looked at, say, Groovy with closures, Scala with closures, and even Clojure itself is a variation of this. So, yeah, I think it's quite interesting the way it's going.
Okay.
Yeah.
But too early to call what it will happen here,
no,
I think.
No. What's the strength? The strength of functional programming is better concurrency, perhaps less boilerplate.
I think you've got to look beyond the kind of concurrency, and it's perhaps towards having less boilerplate.
Yeah.
It's the what functional programming allows you to do is have better abstractions that are more reusable, which ultimately means you can write less code. The business app value it adds is you can write your application quicker because it takes less code. And that often means it's more reliable. We were talking about, we had a talk from Simon Cousins.
Okay.
He's written an energy trading system in F-sharp.
Wow.
One statistic he showed us today is the system's been in production for a year now. They haven't had any bugs.
That's fantastic.
I don't know many systems that you can say that about.
I mean, the only system I can think of is Erlang. All right, thanks, Robert, and congratulations. It's been an excellent day.
Okay.
Cheers
very much.
Cheers.